Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
Welcome to the 589th edition of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. We've all gathered here at Bill's Pyrotechnic Panorama.
Yeah, sure is.
And everybody's creating their own distinctive fireworks display. This is the place where the music's on fire, but the chatter will inspire. Today we have Kevy on aerial bombs. That's right, and Tori's on firecrackers.
Yes, I am.
Scotty's testing fuses, and Rusty's in charge of duds today.
What?
Duds! And William is building his one-of-a-kind visual spectacular. Today's program will be a real day brightener, I think. So on this international...
Life is good day. Our show is on the way to a really good day.
And standing over to my side with a Roman candle in one hand, let it go, Bill, and his homecoming microphone in the... Let it go, Bill. Ready to light the musical fuse. He recently won the I Can Brighten Anyone's Day Award. Let it go, Bill.
He is Bill. I bring nothing but light to make everything right, Gaither.
And to help me today will be the Booth Brothers, Oak Ridge Boys, and the Isaacs.
And the vocal band Larnell, Karen Peck, Gordon Moat, William. It's going to be a brighten it up kind of day.
Time to light the fuse, Bill. Bring on the music. Get it going.
Okay. And this song heads right in the right direction. The entire homecoming gang singing.
Singing?
On this life is...
What? We're singing.
Homecoming radio. Oh, my Lord. What a time.
Eternally.
My public service announcement today is it's Argyle Sock Week.
You got it.
I still have at least 10 pairs.
You're kidding me.
He's wearing three of them.
Elvis would have been 80 this week.
What's that got to do with Argyle socks?
So what?
He wore Argyle socks all the time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Sure.
You learned something new.
The Booth Brothers, down by the river.
In Argyle socks.
Thank you very much.
Elvis have been proud.
Bouncing off the bottom, Lord, drowning in despair. Used to think there was no satisfaction anywhere. Now I'm walking every day, a big smile on my face. Everybody's asking me where I found this state of grace. Say, where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. I'm gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not a shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Everyone around the world, no matter who they be, men and women, boys and girls, sinners just like me. Rich, poor, and hypocrite all benefit the same. Make the trip, take the dip, brother, you'll be glad you came. Say, where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on your knees and pray. You're gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not a shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved.
Get on
your
knees and pray.
Gonna talk about it.
Thank you, Lord, I'm saved.
Gonna
talk about it.
Yourself. Either way, don't think that you're above nobody else. There's all kinds of right or wrong we're all gonna do. Keep in mind there comes a time when it will be asking you. Say where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on your knees and pray. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not a shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Tell me where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on your knees and pray. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not one shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not a shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Thank you, Lord.
The whole level is raised. Well, we got a low blow kind of award this week from the Balloon Boondoggler's Hot Air Hoedown in Hohokus. They gave us their It Never Gets Off the Ground award.
Wow.
They said our air is not hot, so our words are just shot.
Shot.
Well, we think the association has inhaled far too much propane. But anyhow, here's the word of the day.
Okay,
Carminol.
Okay. Wait,
Carminol.
Anybody?
Carminol.
Anybody?
Carminol.
What could it be?
No idea.
Oh, let
me just save you the trouble. You think that's a silent E on the end. Actually, it's an accented E. It's Carminoli.
Carminoli
is a type of Sicilian pasta noodle made from whole wheat flour and bee pollen. It is very tasty. It's a hollow, grooved, dainty, long cut pasta because shortcuts are no good. Carminoli is suitable for stuffing with cheese or tomato sauce or gluten.
Oh.
Or peanuts, or fish, or fiber, or tobacco. And it's an Italian gastronomical extravagance just to have a side dish of Carminoli sitting next to an entree of tripe or mullet. And holy ravioli, it looks like Carminoli.
Wow! I
believe he called Fowler.
I think
Carminoli was a singer back in the 80s. He was really big.
No, you're All right, here's what it is. You want to know?
I do. Sure.
Well, thank you. It means a bombastic writing style. As in, yes, it does. Jack's writing is always Carmanoli.
Carmanoli.
Holy Carmanoli.
Well, mine's more creative, Bill.
Well,
that's
it is.
All I can plead.
Right there.
When the moon hits the sky.
Kim Hopper of the Hopper family singing Come Out Praising on Homecoming Radio.
It's Carmanoli.
Carmanoli.
I've been in the furnace, thrown in the lion's den. Left for dead in the dungeon, I faced my Red Sea time and again. But through my trials, the Lord has taught me I won't escape if I complain, but He'll deliver every time. I praise Him through the pain. The breeze of a second wind. Oh, anybody can sing and smile, standing in the choir. So Lord, thank you for the song you taught me in the storm and through the fire, beneath the waves and between the tears when I should have gone crazy. I just came out praising. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I know you're on the brink of giving up. Weary and discouraged, tired of trying to understand. But this trial wasn't meant to break you, it only came to make you strong. You might have gone in weak and crying, but you came out with a song.
Levon Derricks was probably the first African-American gospel songwriter to write in the white gospel field.
Huh.
Virgil Stamps, V.O. Stamps of the Stamps-Baxter Publishing Company, found him, and he had a little song called Just a Little Talk with Jesus, was his starting. Wow. Not a bad songwriter, right?
Right.
Very good.
To the Oak Ridge, singing Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
Sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It filled my heart in love, and He wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell Him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faint
is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn him,
Lord, you know,
know a little fire burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when
feel a little prayer was turning,
Lord, you know,
know a little fire is burning.
We'll
find a little talk with Jesus. Have a little talk with Jesus. A little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I love this song. Not my mama, not my daddy, but me alone.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
You need to know this.
Okay.
This is National Hug Your Radio Host Day.
Come here, Bill.
Come here, Bill.
Somebody needs a hug.
Cute as a bunny.
The Crab family might help us here. And keep your seats, you folks. on the walk.
Yeah. Crab family on Homecoming Radio.
I found myself seated in the line of fire. That old preacher man sure had the holy power. With his Bible, he read my life like he knew it well. The more I put up my defense, the more conviction fell. And I took the walk
down to the altar that night.
I knelt to pray,
and I cried out, "Wanna make things right."
What they were singing slips my memory. There's a lot I can't recall, but I won't forget the mercy, and I won't forget the wrong. As he opened up the hymn again, began to sing.
They begin to sing.
A cloud of joy filled the building like a covering.
It's the Crab Family. You know, we get some wonderful notes from our friends each week. Notes like these.
I really love the broadcast. The music is great, uplifting, and it makes me praise the Lord. The jokes are funny, but a little bit punny.
Oh.
Now you got me doing it, says Ann.
This is from Josh. He says, I'm an assistant grocery store manager on the late shift, and I hear you at midnight on the satellite. No matter how tough the work has been, your music and laughter always makes it better. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Josh. And this one says, between the satellite and my local station, I really get to overdose on you guys about 10 times a week, and wow. I never get tired of it. It encourages my soul and my life. That's the best compliment we could get from Julie.
Can't begin to tell you what a blessing you are in my life. We've recently been through a lot, and your music helped walk us through it. Mm. It's Laurie.
Good notes. I hear you're on satellite radio in my car. My mother-in-law is currently in hospice care, and as I left her bedside last night, I ran into Homecoming Radio. What an uplift. Thank you, my friends. And that's from the original bass of the vocal band, a good, good friend of mine, Lee Young.
That's
Thank
good.
You, Lee, and I'm glad you're listening. Mm-hmm. Clean. There is no need like the need to take a real, real good physical bath when you're out working and sweating and working hard. And the same applies spiritually. There are just some times where we need to go to the Holy Father, the Holy Spirit, and say, I need to be clean. I want to be clean like a child again. It's possible. Listen to the story.
I stepped into the river, sank up to my knees in the mud. Oh, the preacher man took me under beneath that cleansing flood. There was something in water. There was power in the blood. And for the first time in my life I felt clean. Oh, oh. There's something in the was there to haunt me. It had its chains on me. Then the preacher man took me under, beneath that cleansing flood. For the first time in my life I felt clean, and now I'm clean. I felt clean. I felt so clean.
Our goal today was whatever your circumstance, life is good. Phil.
If you cyberserve homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online and get the latest on the videos, and you can check out our live concert schedule.
Come over to our Facebook page. Click that little like button at the top. You can leave us a note, homecomingradio.com.
Big salute to some of our stations in Georgia. There are 126 stations there.
Whoa.
That air Homecoming Radio.
Incredible.
Like WACC, WCON, Phil, WHHR,
sure.
WJEP, WMVV. Gosh, thank you and a big
salute.
Bill?
Yeah.
Gloria wants to remind you that tonight is table game night with your neighbors.
Wow.
You know what? Tell her I'll be late because I want to listen to Kevin one more time say WCON and WHHR. I'm still intrigued with all the W's that come out of your
good
mouth.
At that, Kevin.
WJEP, WMBV. But we're out of time. We'll see you next week, okay? All you W folks.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.